Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Running has never been my thing, but I'm sure some of you have seen runners or runners who have prepared running up down hills and valleys, mountains, dusty roads and muddy lanes, preparing for a race. And I'm sure some of you have watched a race on TV like the Boston Marathon. Or perhaps I've seen a 10K race in Columbia or a 5K race in Centennial Park. Some of you have seen those races, those Olympic races in Los Angeles and Tokyo. In reality, all of us are runners, runners in this race called life. The author of Hebrews acknowledged us to be runners because he wrote in last week's letter, "Let us run with perseverance the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the sake of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross." Now, what kind of race is that? Life is obviously not a sprint, not a 100-yard race, not a lap around the track like those Olympians did. Life is a marathon. A marathon, says Hebrews. Whether it's a short race or a long race, the writer of Hebrews proclaims it's a marathon. And a marathon takes perseverance. Now, Webster defines perseverance as to cause to suffer because of belief. When you go back to the original idea of a marathon, it goes back to the year 490 BC. The Persian army was pursuing to attack Europe. They landed a large force outside of Athens on the plains of Marathon. Now, Philippides was called upon to run to Athens, 26 miles away, to carry the news of the victory and the warning about the approaching Persian ships. Despite his fatigue, after his recent run to Sparta, having fought all morning with heavy armor, Philippides rose to the challenge, pushing himself past normal limits of human endurance. He reached Athens in 3 hours, delivered his message, and promptly died from exhaustion. The God's people run a marathon too, in God's creation, hopefully not from exhaustion, but in God's peace. People have been running ever since the beginning of existence. People have been running a brief race or a lengthy race, often filled with joy, sometimes with sorrow, sometimes mixed with emotions. As much as the marathon is all about perseverance, I don't think that's the kind of race that the writer of Hebrews was talking about. He wants us to look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He says Jesus persevered. He endured the cross, but the race he ran was more like a relay, for he handed the baton off to others. Jesus passed on the baton of faith to his disciples and his followers to share God's love and the good news, to turn, to hand the baton to others, who handed it on to others up to this day. If you're going to run the race that's set before you like Jesus did, then we need to pass the baton of faith to others, to hand it off to our children, our neighbors, our family and friends, friends and foes alike, cheering them on as they hand on this baton. Now, some time ago, a wise person said, "Christianity is always one generation away from extinction." I think many people would say that. That Christianity is always one generation from extinction. And so that's why I think the writer of Hebrews says we need to pass on this faith to others, to pass on this baton of faith, as Christ passed it on to us. We need to pass it on to others, to share the good news of God's Holy Spirit, to inspire us to share this faith. And even if a person does not decide to worship Christ, they are surrounded by people that do, who have faith in the one who created and redeems and sustains us. I think it's our responsibility as fellow Christians as the writer says, to pass on the faith to others. But that's not the only thing the writer says. He says, there's a great crowd of witnesses who surround us. That there are people who surrounded us, who passed on the faith to us. There's this huge grandstand filled with them. They're cheering for us. They're supporting us in this life. They encourage us. They surround us. They support our faith in Jesus Christ. I think particularly of my grandfather and grandmother, or my mother and father as well as the pastor of the church. They passed on this Lutheran faith to me. So I would like you this morning to close your eyes for a moment. Close your eyes and picture some of the people who have been part of this great cloud of witnesses cheering for you. Who do you see in this grandstand? Do you see your grandmother or grandfather cheering you on? Is it your parents shouting your gracious name? Is it a neighbor who taught you about forgiveness? Or is it a Sunday school teacher that helped you understand God's love? Or a church member, perhaps, who provided you with an example of being a Christian faith? Picture them for a moment. Take the time to think of this great grandstand of witnesses who are supporting us in the heavenly realm. Open your eyes. Again, think of those individuals who have supported you, surrounded you in this great, great life. I'm sure you've been blessed with many special people who stand out with this great cloud of witnesses that surround us each and every day. Even John's gospel tells us that Jesus is praying for us, that Jesus is one of these great witnesses surrounding us. I like this example of a former Sunday school teacher. It's a letter she received from a soldier she didn't know. The soldier named Murray wrote that he had once been in part of her Sunday school class. She had spoken about Christ as a hero for boys. He even mentioned the letter when her witness had altered his life. The Sunday school teacher said that she kept a diary of all her life, of all the things she did. And so she turned to the date that Mary mentioned. She came home that Sunday morning discouraged. She thought about giving up teaching Sunday school that time. It reads, "Had an awful time. The boys were so restless. I'm not cut out for this kind of thing. I had to take two classes together. No one listened except at the end, a boy from the other class named Murray. He seemed to be taking it in. He grew very quiet and subdued, but I expect he was just tired because of playing those Bible games." You see, Murray was touched by the Sunday school teacher's words. He was touched by her care. We never know who might touch us or how might they touch us. But they're part of this great cloud of witnesses that surround us each and every day. They are part of Christ who comes to us with his words at his holy meal. He strengthens us and supports us and helps us persevere in this race. Because life is a race, is it not? It's a race of faith. It's a race like a marathon, a living race. We don't run alone. Yes, there are times when it takes great perseverance, times when our faith is challenged by illness, the death of a loved one, struggles at work, at home. In those times, it's wonderful to know that there are other people in the heavenly realm surrounding us, supporting us, praying for us. Because God's Spirit is with us to help us in this life, in this marathon. Other Christians are there to support us as well, to cheer us on. Because God has given us the power to believe in Christ Jesus. God's Spirit comes to us and blesses us each day to help pass on this baton of faith, to be part of this great cloud of witness. Because one day we too shall be part of that great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us and support us. Yes, I think the writer of Hebrews presents a great picture for us. This picture that we run with perseverance in life that's set before us, but we look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our life. May Jesus continue to support us and be with us in this life. Amen.